Then there are fatalities. Four people have died while searching, three of them in the summer of 2017. Jeff Murphy, who fell 500 feet while hiking in Yellowstone National Park, Eric Ashby, who drowned while rafting the Arkansas River in Colorado, and Paris Wallace, whose body was discovered 7 miles from his car in the New Mexico mountains. It's a peculiar plot twist, given that thousands have been searching for Fenn's treasure since 2011. Has the terrain gotten explicitly more treacherous, or have the searchers started taking bigger risks? Fenn, who has been loath to give any additional clues, it's all in the poem, he would tell inquisitive hunters, has recently started sharing more details. After Ashby's drowning, he wrote in a blog post, "Please remember that I was about 80 when I made 2 trips from my vehicle to where I hid the treasure. Please be cautious and don't take risks." More clues he has revealed. The treasure isn't in a mine. I mean, they have snakes in them, he has said, or a tunnel. It's between 5,000 feet and 10,200 feet above sea level. It's not in Canada or Idaho or Utah or a graveyard. Where warm waters halt is not a dam. It's not on top of any mountain, though it may be close to the top. When I asked why the searchers didn't seem to be getting any closer, Fenn told me that they don't seem to be focusing on the first clue. He, of course, didn't reveal what the first clue was. Why are Fenn's treasure hunters so into what seems like a ridiculous thing to do with their time? Many are quick to say that their lives have been enriched by their experiences. Neitzel says that prior to learning of Fenn's treasure, he never took a walk that wasn't necessary, but in the past decade he has climbed mountains. Kreese will tell you how she used to cower in her tent, terrified of grizzlies or other wild beasts, but now feels fearless. "It's changed us," she says. "My sisters and daughters were brave, Viking women. Nothing scares us anymore." For some, such as Bill Sullivan of Seattle, the mystery of Fenn's treasure chest is literally all they have. Sullivan, 60, is homeless and lives mostly out of his car. He'd like to have a roof over his head and a dependable meals, but that's not why he's focused on Fenn's elusive jackpot. For him, it's about following in the footsteps of his ancestors. "My grandfather prospected gold in Alaska 100 years ago, Sullivan says. "He had a sled dog team and trapped beaver, though that's in my blood.